And obviously, just looking and just get some background information on you. Just tell me a little bit about yourself as far as your background, Allen, and in previous jobs today.
Well, we can work backwards. Yeah. But yeah, last 2 years I was at Allen, community college head coach. They had a really poor program before we took over. They were in really bad shape. I think they finished last 4 years in a row. They went over in the conference the year before we got there. Did some really good things. You know, we got a home playoff game this year, which was the first time they had that in almost a decade. So, I mean, we did some, you know, we had to clean up the program. It was kind of a mess in the community, in the classroom, all that stuff. So, we turned all that around. We had the highest GPA on campus both years, or at least the first year. I haven't looked at this year's. But, before that, I was an assistant at Pitt State for 1 year. Coach Lord and I had a relationship for years before. Always kind of trying to tug me in his direction. And in fact, I had been at Independence for 5 years and really loved my time there with Coach Turner and really wasn't looking to leave, but always wanted to be a head coach, and I was kind of getting that itch a little bit. And just kind of conversations I've had with Coach Lord at Pitt State, he thought maybe that Division II experience a little bit might look a little better on the resume, come get that. And then so I did that for a year, and like I said, got the Allen job. So turned that into what he was talking about.
But, absolutely.
5 great, successful years at Independence. Loved my time there. And that's kind of where coaching started. Went to college at Emporia State. Didn't play. I was more of a baseball guy growing up. I'm not a dunker, not a high flyer, and that kind of stuff. So I knew it early on. It wasn't in the cards that I wasn't going to hoop. But
well, white man really can't jump. So.
No. Well, I fit that. You know, they wrote that about me. Played baseball growing up, all that stuff. But mom got sick. Became a father, so just stayed home. Went Emporia State was 20 minutes down the road from me. I grew up in Council Grove, Kansas, so I guess that's kind of where we're at.
So what, I guess, would say would bring you to a program like Dodge City? I know the team didn't have a ton of success last year, but what would bring you here?
I just think it's I don't want to downgrade Allen Community College at all or the program there, but it's just a different program. It's a step in the right direction. It's a more athletic oriented institution, a little more backing from the AD, the president, the community, that kind of stuff. Better facilities, just the overall program. Like I said, just has more of an athletic feel to it than Allen did.
Do you know what kind of team you're inheriting at this point?
That's a tough question to answer. Yes and no. I don't have a firm. We haven't got out and played. You know, we did come here and play last year. I've watched that tape several times and just kind of get a feel of the returners. The incoming freshmen, I don't have really any kind of feel for what they can do. And tonight it's our first. Gonna get, let them get out and play a little bit. Just gonna try to hands off, sit back and watch, and just kind of let them get crazy. And then I'm bringing one player with me. Allen didn't really want to release anybody to us, so we weren't able. There was several that wanted to come, but weren't able to play. One girl hadn't signed her LOI yet, so that's why she was able to come over with us.
When you take over a program like this, I just talked to Coach Thomas, football, as far as the recruiting. What is it? Does it put you a little bit behind? As you mentioned, you don't really have a feel yet of some of the incoming freshmen. So does it put you behind, in a sense, as far as recruiting?
I mean, I could see where people would think that. Hey, I got Coach Reed, which is instrumental, and I mean, she's been out here for years, and she knows the lay of the land and that kind of stuff. Another significant change that'll help out is the out-of-state limitations are a little less restricted than they were last year. We used to be able to play with 6 out-of-staters, now we can play with 8. And my out-of-state ties, if they're coming to Iola, Kansas, or Dodge City, Kansas, they don't really care. So that won't really change. Now, as far as in-state Kansas-wise, yeah, it'll take me a little time to, I'm familiar with Wichita, but as far as anything west of Wichita, it'll take some getting used to, but I'll lean on Coach Reed for a little bit until we can get the feet wet.
Overall, when you look at the at the Jayhawk Conference basketball wise, obviously you're familiar with Dodge City. So, what do you see landscape wise? And again, maybe it's even hard to tell now because we're in August and you guys don't basically start playing October, November.
Well, and that's kind of what we won't see anybody until October. Once we get to some jamborees, some scrimmages, and we'll get to see the other teams. But I don't have a clue what the Hutches of the world have. I don't have a clue what the Garden Cities of the world have. I could kind of tell you a little bit on the East, but that doesn't help us out here anymore. So, but we're excited about, the kids. I mean, they want to be here. They seem excited to get started. The returning freshmen, I guess would be sophomores, are excited, you know, for a little bit of change. Nothing against, you know, previous staff or anything, but just excited about, you know, where we could be in the future. They're a little familiar with what I've done at Allen. They watched us play. Play a little more fun style of basketball maybe than what they're used to. And I hate to say fun, but it's a team-friendly system.
You know, overall thoughts on the job. Obviously, this is your first day on the job, correct?
Well, I've been here. I've been out recruiting in this, and I've been back and forth with Independence. My first, I guess, full day here, but I've been here on and off for the past couple of weeks.
Last thing, as far as you mentioned some of the returning players, I mean, who would basically stand out at this point?
You know, Kelly Toler is one that comes to mind. Just we shoot a lot of shots in my system. Now we'll vary it based on the personnel. You know, we're not married to anything yet, but just kind of from my past and what we've done, we take a lot of shots. We take a lot of 3-point shots, and she's somebody I think can really, really thrive in what we do. So pretty excited to get my hands on her a little bit.